You're listening to SBS News.
The evacuation flight for nearly 200 Australians stuck on a coronavirus-hit cruise ship in Japan has touched down in Darwin. But 15 chose to stay behind to be near family members hospitalised after contracting the deadly disease. Upon landing, the Australians plucked from the Diamond Princess cruise will be screened for symptoms of the virus 5 times before being taken to a nearby facility. Meanwhile, passengers from the Westerdam cruise ship in Cambodia have proceeded with their travel plans after they all tested negative. Canadian holidaymaker Leah Luz is one of the 781 passengers in good health.
Thank you to the Cambodian government and to the people here. They've been wonderful. And also to Holland America. They've done everything for us they possibly could.
In Iran, 2 people have died from coronavirus, marking the first disease-related deaths in the Middle East. It comes as John Gabor from Egypt's World Health Organization declared his country virus-free.
مصر عادت خالية من الكورونا.
The Chinese national case suspected of carrying the virus tested negative. And let's be very precise here. It is true that the case recorded in Egypt has tested negative and had no symptoms, but the case will still be monitored until the end of the quarantine period, and we have to make sure that the lab results remain reliable throughout the isolation.
Europe's Disease Prevention and Control Centre considers the probability of coronavirus transmission in the continent very low. Director Andrea Emmons says while various different treatments are being used to try and cure patients, no clinical trials are taking place there.
Right now, there is no confirmed treatment. Specific treatment for the disease. So all the treatments that we're talking about is symptomatic, so looking at the symptoms. However, as you say, there are actually in all parts of the world where there are cases, specifically in China, trials with existing antiviral drugs and other approaches. But there is no directive yet as to which one is the one that you should pursue. So they're all in a testing stage.
Michael J. Ryan from the World Health Organization says the coronavirus epidemic in the Chinese epicenter is showing signs of coming under control with the rising cure rate.
Lessons that have been learned in Hubei and Wuhan are being applied elsewhere, and people are getting into earlier critical care. They would have helped to reduce case fatality. We are graced with the fact that China has an advanced healthcare system and can provide such intensive care to so many. It takes a huge effort on behalf of a health system to have people in hospital on average for 20 days at the level of intensive care.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.